On this week's Tourism Roundup, the Tourism Enhancement Fund will undergo major restructuring. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned.
Help me pick up Jamaica, the land of wood and water.
The Tourism Enhancement Fund has been charting the course for sustainable tourism development since its inception in 2005. The TEF has been a major source of funding for development of tourism projects as part of the government's master plan for investing in the sector. Now in 2018, the TEF has a new mandate, which will see the agency operating as a center for innovation. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says the restructuring of the TEF will enable Jamaica's tourism industry to be more responsive to the needs of the growing tourism market using innovation.
This new structure that the TEF will now assume will make you the only of your kind, definitely in the Caribbean and arguably in the Americas as far as tourism is concerned. Because there would be no other ministry arrangement anywhere in the region, and we have done a little look around, that would have had this kind of organizational arrangement to respond to innovation and to enable the sector to be on the cutting edge.
Minister Bartlett says the primary function of the agency is to develop innovative projects across the island.
So while the TPDCO will be managing the destination assurance programs by way of ensuring like your security and the level of ground training and the business of standards and quality and so on, you will be doing the physical infrastructure, that is to see to it that the buildings that are needed and the institutions, the physical institutions that are required are in place.
The TEF will also be charged with developing data and information resources to guide decision-making within the ministry and the wider tourism industry.
So tourism is being innovative, and we're getting to the right place where our decisions are going to be data-based. And we are now going to be driven by outcomes. But we be able to manage and measure these outcomes so we can utilize our money better and get a return on investment that is always adequate to deal with our cost. Because if it's not going well, we know. And once we know, we have the ability to act and to act appropriately.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. In tourism news this week, South American Airlines Copa Airlines will offer 11 flights per week from Panama to Jamaica starting in July. The new arrangement will make Copa the largest South American airline bringing tourists to Jamaica from Latin America. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says Latin American travelers will be able to access daily flights to Jamaica out of Panama.
The next good news is that we are looking at opening up more and more countries in South America into the visa-free arrangements so that you don't have to worry. Direct flight into Kingston or Montego Bay, that will come. But importantly, once you go through Panama, there's no visa requirement to get into Jamaica.
Minister Bartlett was speaking to tourism stakeholders at a Jamaica Tourist Board organized reception in Buenos Aires, Argentina recently.
To a place called Jamaica.
In our No Jamaica segment this week, we visit the Prospect Great House in St. Mary. On the Prospect Estate is an early 18th century great house two stories high with some Palladian features. The ground floor is fortified with 28 loopholes that were designed to protect it against marauding pirates and buccaneers. A mahogany tree in front of the house commemorates the three-week stay of Sir Winston Churchill and his family in 1952. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.